From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Mostly to partly sunny skies this afternoon will be accompanied by the very slight chance of a shower over high terrain. High temperatures will range in the upper 70s to lower 80s, along with very little wind, with winds variable to northeast at around 5 miles an hour. In terms of temperatures, our weather looks like it will be quite pleasant at least through midweek, with high temperatures during this stretch running near or a bit below the seasonal averages. Burlington's average high for today's date is 81 degrees. At Rutland, it's 78. Bennington and Lebanon share an average high of 82. And here in St. Johnsbury, our average high for this 15th day of August is 80 degrees. Part of what will be keeping temperatures under control is a dip in the jet stream that will be parked over the northeastern United States just about all week. This feature will spawn a surface low that will be initially centered well off the New England coast. It's unclear how close to us this low and its related rainfall will get by midweek. In the meantime, today features a dissipating cold front that's drifting toward us from the northwest, the front marking the leading edge of a large surface high centered over Hudson Bay. The center of the high will remain well to our north through the week as it drifts across far northern areas of Quebec. This will leave our region not only along the periphery of high pressure to our north, but also along the periphery of the ocean low that is just now beginning to take shape off the mid-Atlantic coast. Any showers today will be isolated at best as light winds interact with the mountains and as the dying front drifts in from the Ottawa Valley. Most of the resulting cumulus clouds that develop will be of the fair weather variety, but a few of them might get just tall enough to squeeze out a brief shower. Tomorrow, the slight chance of showers will shift to areas near and north of Route 4 and should be a little less tied to the mountains and hills as some upper-level energy starts to pivot in from our east, with any late-day showers also tracking from east to west. Low pressure off the coast will be weak initially, but it is likely to strengthen as its center retrogrades back toward the coast, but with its center likely missing us to the northeast. From Wednesday into Thursday, it's possible that a more widespread swath of rainfall would also work in from our east. Signals among computer model guidance are still mixed, but at this point, the most likely scenario looks like one that would take most of this rainfall through Maine and New Brunswick, with some of it perhaps making it into northern New Hampshire, the eastern townships, and nearby border communities in Vermont. Dry and warmer weather will develop on Friday and Saturday, with the next chance of showers coming on Sunday. In the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly to partly sunny, an isolated shower possible over high terrain, high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s, winds variable to northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy overnight, then clouds increasing late along and east of the Green Mountains, patchy valley fog, lows from the mid-50s to around 60, except upper 40s to mid-50s northeast and in the Adirondacks, winds becoming light and variable. On Tuesday, some morning sun after any early fog, then gradually increasing clouds, slight chance of a late-day shower near and north of Route 4, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, winds from the east to northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow night, becoming cloudy, slight chance of a shower, lows from the mid-50s to lower 60s, cooler hollows north in the lower 50s, winds tomorrow night becoming north to northeast around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, cloudy. Chance of showers, except a rising chance in central and northern New Hampshire during the afternoon. Highs on Wednesday from the upper 60s to mid-70s, north to northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.